Any other new agents or regimens coming down the pike that you're excited about?
Yeah, we are excited about a lot of agents. There are a couple BCL2 targeted compounds. There are five different HDAC inhibitors. Then there's a PARP inhibitor in clinical trials.
What about the design of studies and the whole approach to looking at new agents and regimens? So many of them are coming out. Are we going to have to shift the paradigm of how we study these agents? Are we going to be looking at more tissue correlative studies? Where are things heading?
Yeah, I think that we have to change the direction of clinical research because it has become too redundant to do these 1,000-patient trials and then not get an answer from them. And the bar has already been set high, especially in metastatic lung cancer, where bevacizumab has added to chemotherapy, has set that bar, which will be difficult to break at this point in time. So just to compare in a non-inferiority setting, addition of a third agent to standard chemotherapy, it's probably not going to cut it.
So what will cut it?
So what will cut it is that we need to probably find selected group of patients for selected agents based on either tumor characteristics or patient characteristics.
And are we making any progress?
I think we are making progress. The EGFR inhibitors are a prime example. And as I said, if you are able to get 10% of the patients with EGFR, 10% with something else, 10% with HDACs, 10% with the next group of compounds, I think that's the advance which is going to come. And we need to collect tissue on most patients. And there will be some sort of a regimented approach which will be mandated to all the clinical investigators.
Is that happening in lung cancer? It's interesting. We just put together a book for the San Antonio Breast Cancer Meeting of current clinical trials in breast cancer. And literally every single one has a tissue correlative study. What about lung cancer?
In lung cancer also, there is one problem that in breast cancer it is easier to get tissue. In lung cancer it is very difficult. It requires an invasive procedure. But I think that it is heading towards that direction. So if you are going to study a targeted agent where the efficacy, and based on what we have seen with exon 19 mutations, if the response rate is clearly 95%, I think that most patients will opt for a procedure to find out whether they are in that 95%. So I think that's what needs to be taken to the general internist and all other physicians so that that information is conveyed.
Roy Herbst and Ed Kim have this study where they're using biopsies to direct different targeted therapies. Is that a model that you see being repeated in other studies around the country?
There will be very many different models. So some could be based on pharmacogenomic efforts. So it could be just a sample of blood that tells you which combination to give. And some will be based on gene expression profiles and protein expression profiles. And a third group will be based on either these mutations, FISH, or a gene alteration.